everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we uncover the truth about celebrity conspiracy theories. Is the Katie versus Taylor feud a hoax? Is J.K. Rowling actually Jewel? Which app on your phone is being used by the government to spy on you? And who is eating the ashes of Avril Lavigne? To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because we're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning.
That's actually a note, I think. Yeah. Killing it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Killing it.
Thanks.
Me, you, killing it. You?
I recently hooked up with somebody who,
I thought you were gonna, afterward. You were like looking at my shirt when you said that.
No.
I thought you had a lot to say about my outfit.
No, I think it's fine. I recently hooked up with somebody.
Do I look tan?
Listen.
Look how tan I
look. Afterward, he goes.
I look tan.
He goes, crushed it.
After what?
After we hooked up.
No.
I go, what are you saying crushed it in response to? He goes, what we just said. I go, huh? That's like high-fiving or like, yeah, I just didn't even know how to really process. I wasn't appalled by it. I wasn't like ashamed or disgusted or anything. I was just kind of like, choice. That's a choice.
That you crushed it.
He was like, crushed it.
No.
I was like, maybe that's a compliment. I crush it. I think.
I don't even know. He said crushed it.
Crushed it.
I'm trying to think. I said something recently to somebody after we were done hanging out and they were leaving, and I said something and they like reset it back to me and they started laughing. And like the way whatever I said was supposedly weird. Great. I wish I could remember what it was.
Cool. I had another one recently. Not that I'm a whore. Not that there's anything wrong with being a whore, but I said to him, have a great day. And I thought, wow, how kind of me. He goes,
day.
You too.
No, that's literally what I was thinking is what I said. It was something stupid. Like,
that's not stupid.
It was like, have a good day. And he was like, have a good day.
I think I said, have a good one. Day. I said, have a good one. Later.
I didn't say like, be well.
Be well.
Drive safe.
Best.
That's yours.
I do say drive safe. I say, don't die. Have fun later.
There's drink water. Drives in San Francisco.
I say, have fun.
I say, the Muni's on its way.
You're going to miss the T. And that's the T.
You're going to miss the M.
Yum. Anyway.
I was thinking of the bus line that's close to my house, but I didn't want to name what bus line was close to my house.
No, let me just tell you.
Nobody
cares.
Bussy.
Isn't it,
have you ever gotten bussy on the bussy?
Hell nosy. Don't you find it a little bit like, it's risky that bussy's one letter away from busy and two away from bus. That's one slip of the finger.
That's why I spell busy B-I-Z-Z-Y.
Busy.
I literally called someone a busy boy in a text while we were waiting between episodes.
I often feel like a busy boy.
And I spell boy with an I.
I know you did.
I said, I have a busy week. And I said, you're a busy boy.
Wow.
I'm quite the flirter. If you haven't picked up on my flirting skills, they are 100, 100, 100 emoji in red, because that's good. So what are we doing today?
Sexting? Should we sext people?
Yeah, a whole sexting episode where we all just sext our side pieces, even though we don't have main courses.
All I would have to do is?
You say.
I have them all listed with a word in my phone.
Did you change the one guy to crushed it?
No,
he's in your photos. No, like, Bill,
this is actually
it.
Smart. If you want to, here's a pro tip for the kids out
listen,
there.
Listen, bitch, I'm so smart. After I met somebody,
I hate this sentence.
It takes me 2 seconds to find them in real life on Facebook, so that I know their first and last name.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay,
here's what you do. Everybody that you are a go to in your address book
as a side piece,
you change in the notes of their profile in your address book, like a word. And then anytime you're thinking, oh, who do I want to hook up with? You don't have to scroll it. Just put the word in the search bar, and then there's all your hookup list. That's your go-to list.
If you put a word under the note of somebody's name
and
you search that word, it would pop up?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So you could even put San Francisco, and that's all your San Francisco people.
Whoa.
You could put New York. There's all your New York. Yeah, honey. I'm a fucking expert.
Wow. Sexpert.
Thank you.
That is some sexpert
advice. Just some tips for straight people.
Now, does anyone's note say bussy?
Only my busiest boys.
Does it say crushed it?
No. Oh. I liked the crushed it boy. I think I'll forgive a lot of things if they're cute and it's fun.
Wow.
They can really be a fucking weirdo as long as they're cute.
I'm very forgiving. I'm very forgiving.
Are you?
I'm very easygoing.
You're not.
I don't anger easily. These are
jokes. Oh my God. You actually do. When were we discussing that?
I took a truth or lie detector test.
So we were at camp, and one night we were like very busy boys, and Alex Wasabi
gave me a lie detector test.
We put it on Corey, and we asked him a few questions.
And your mom asked, do you anger easily?
Which obviously, these were test questions just to see if we could read.
Hell no.
The correct answer was yes, you
do. I am the least angered person.
But the problem with it is, it doesn't reveal the truth, it reveals what's true to you. So... You said, hell no, I don't anger easily. And it said, he's telling the truth, which is even scarier because you actually genuinely believe you don't anger easily, which is like,
dude,
that's like sociopathic. That's
dude,
like,
you anger easily. You get heated.
I've never.
You get heated. You do.
I used to get really up. Do you know the story? I would get so intense that I would bite my cheeks.
Until they bled?
Yeah. I have calluses on the inside of my cheeks.
Your mom had anger issues.
You want to feel?
Come here. I am easy.
I have calluses on the inside of my cheeks from anger bites.
Cover girl. Wow.
And I'd pet my shih tzu. You don't know that story?
Wow.
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Jackie would always say, you're petting him too hard.
Did you ever pet against the way the hair grows?
No. Did you ever pet a dog with glue on your hand?
That was my story, and it's a cat. It's a white. Fluffy cat with a handful of glue. Not rubber cement, like good
Elmer's.
Hell
no. I'm talking Elmer's white.
Can you name another brand of glue? Or does Elmer's have that
I'm
market
sure Target,
on lock?
Target brand.
Target glue.
What's Target's brand called?
Ugh, I can picture it.
Yeah, me too.
It's got like a dumb arrow up and up. Is that right?
Yeah. Wow.
Is that right?
I love my friend with good memory.
She loves Target.
I do love Target.
Speaking of celebrity conspiracy theories.
So what are we doing today?
We just wasted a whole 7 minutes.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Hey, are y'all still listening? Or watching?
Hope you're there. A couple of years ago, we did a celebrity conspiracy theories episode and y'all
did
thought
we?
It was a hoot.
Who did we cover during that?
That was when we decided that Lorde was really 78 years old.
Oh, yeah. And?
And that Beyonce's pregnancy was fake, and that Beyonce is also Solange's sister.
And Northwest is the Antichrist.
And I think Kesha was a lizard person.
Well, that's a duh. We didn't have to cover that today.
No, she sings about that. Yeah. Go back listen to our Queens episode, and we'll let you know.
That spaceship song. I'm not done with it. I'm not done with that old album.
You know what? I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm very
Have you listened
happy.
To the Fifth Harmony album yet?
I did.
Way?
I really,
what do you think? Do you like it?
I was like,
I'm happy for
I was
them.
Like, are we going to call 10 songs an album?
And are we going
to... I loved...
We'll discuss this another day.
I loved He Liked That, and I
Me
love
too.
Bridges.
I like Sauced Up. I love Sauced Up.
All the gays are all about Sauced Up, and I said, I'm going to give it a listen.
It's a pregame song, for
and
sure.
And I thought...
You get sauced... It's for
do
when
I
you're getting
care?
Sauced up. You know what Sauced Up means?
Getting a little loose.
Uh-huh.
But we're not here to talk about Sauced Up. We're here to talk about celebrity conspiracy theories.
I was with some boys the other night at the bar, and they go, usually when we see you, you seem really relaxed. I go, what does that mean? They go, blackout drunk. I go, what? And they're like, you don't seem relaxed tonight.
I hate drinking.
Me too. Me too. I think I'm done with it.
I hate drinking.
Should we abstain?
I really... Just want to stop.
Should we do a 30-month sober moment?
30 months?
Or 30 months.
That's
17
3 years.
I meant 30 days.
Should yeah.
We could.
I just hate when people are like, let's do Sober October. And I'm like, bitch, what about Halloween?
Well, you finale with it.
God.
Once I had to do Sober October.
I did Sober January. That's the best month to do it.
Do you remember my Sober October? Why I had to?
Was that when it was top 1017?
No. I had to take a medicine for 30 days, and there was no drinking involved with it. So inadvertently, I had to do a sober October.
Wow.
It was the only way to get rid of what I had.
That's how, because you're allergic to penicillin.
Right. Anyway, so what are we doing?
We're supposedly talking about celebrity conspiracy theories.
Take me there. I want to go there.
Well, should we start with Katie?
Yeah. Well, what's there to say? Let me guess the conspiracy.
Don't you act like you didn't read it. It's the first one on this
list. Oh, that she's JonBenet. I don't have it listed. Oh. I don't have it. But she's JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah. JonBenet Ramsey's not real. JonBenet Ramsey is real.
She's even more real than ever before, if the theory is correct.
Yeah.
So what's the problem then? Has she denied it?
Katie's never denied it. The murder was a hoax. It was all a hoax so Katie could become a pop star. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
But it was the brother.
The sacrifice was only in the name.
I think she sacrificed a pretty good name then. JonBenet Ramsey.
I know.
I always say Ramsey now.
Yeah, you're welcome. Imagine being a pop star called JonBenet Ramsey.
Now that's a good drag name.
Yeah.
Or real name.
Yeah.
Or both. All names are real, really, if you think about it.
Well, and wait. Oh, but I didn't know this. This says that JonBenet's parents actually looked similar to Katy Perry's parents also.
Do they?
Well, JonBenet Ramsey's
switcheroo.
JonBenet Ramsey's mom is also passed away. So maybe they were living double lives and they thought the only way to be able to live this new life is to fake a death.
Well, you know.
And that's how Sue sees it.
You know that JonBenet Ramsey's dad, I can't stop.
Also named John.
John Ramsey went to Michigan State.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you
go. You, him, me?
Yeah. Everyone, really.
Sparty?
So
do you think that's true or not?
I think it's false.
On the like
on the scale. What is this stance?
This is a like applause meter. You applause and I'll say if it's real.
Okay.
Wait. No, you're applausing. That means it's real.
So what do you think? I was waiting for you to stop me.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'd say 50-50.
50-50.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
you
trust
know,
in that.
I want to get a JonBenet Ramsey tattoo.
That would be actually kind of cute.
Yeah, though, I know which one I want to get. I'll show you.
Should it be like half ghoul?
You know the classic picture of JonBenet where she's got her hair in the baby's breath. I'll Google it for you. I want that, but without her face. So it's just an outline of her hair and the baby's breath.
I kind of like that.
One of my LA side pieces told me he wanted it. And I did ask for permission and he said, yes, you're allowed to get it.
Who?
One of my neighbors.
You mean my neighbor?
No. My neighbor. My neighbor.
I don't believe that Katie is JonBenet Ramsey.
Wow.
I don't. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Why do you hate Katie? That picture, but take out the face and I just want
the
hair
the curls?
And the baby's breath.
She's.
That'd be cute.
I do like the curls. Now, would you have flippers or no?
Well, the face isn't there. It's just the hair.
Oh,
and the
I thought you were saying she's not giving face right now. I thought you were calling a little girl ugly. A dead little, maybe a live little girl ugly.
Yeah. I do bully kids.
Me too.
I'm like, look at that.
Same.
Kid.
Beep, boop, bop. Biddly boop. Next theory.
What do you think? This one is really going to hit home.
This one hits home. Now, this one says that the oopsies, I tried to open it but it's an ad. Pokemon Go is a government spy app. I 100% believe
it is.
This is not even a question to me. It tracks your every move. It's recording the directions you go every single day, creating the patterns.
Well, and at first they wanted like unlimited access to like all of your Google accounts theorists still think that the game is used as GPS tracking for the government to watch.
I believe. And I'm okay with it because, bitch, we're all going to fucking die. Who cares? Soon, probably.
Bitch, the government doesn't need Pokemon Go to track us.
I agree with that.
They don't even
know. It's just an added. I think it was a very quick, let's add
600
million
people
to like the database.
Wait, is it? What's that? Snowden? I thought he already told us all that they're already doing everything.
I'm
going
to have to ask you.
You think Pokemon Go is the one? Bitch, Apple. Start with the truth.
Google.
Whoever this is, whoever made that phone.
Google and Apple.
Why are we ETing each other's fingers?
I'm hanging out with you.
I don't like
it. Hey, sister girl. Okay,
hello
so,
over there.
Fake. No, real.
100% fake.
No, real.
Bitch.
Next.
Apple is already tracking us. They don't need Pokemon Go to do this.
Next theory.
Go for it.
Justin Bieber is a lizard person.
Well,
what's the proof?
Obviously.
Take me through the proof.
Obviously.
Just because you say it doesn't mean it's real.
Well,
I believe it, but
in early 2017, an Australian site posted and then deleted a report where bystanders claimed to see Justin transform into a lizard person in public in broad daylight. And then they deleted it.
So we're talking animorphs. We're talking yeah. Reptilian Illuminati database.
They say he's the dominant reptilian Illuminati.
Do you think he's dumb? Would you rather have Justin Bieber be dumb or sub? Or would you want to top him or bottom for him? Would you eat his ass?
I don't want to look at his face.
I don't think his ass is clean. Wow. No offense to Justin Bieber. I just don't think he keeps it up.
You don't think he...
I don't think he's cleanly.
Squeaky clean in his downstairs?
Not. I don't. But I think I still would hang out.
Wow. Around there? Around town?
What's the deal with his you'd Bible
hang out
study?
You'd hang out around town, but not in and around town.
I would enter town. What are you asking?
Is that, would you hang out around town or would you hang out in and around town?
We would definitely take a day trip to the city, if you know what I'm saying. We would definitely, we would get a hostel.
Do you think he's a lizard person?
Oh, well, more there is a video from 2014 of him blinking like a lizard. Have you
seen
that?
The way lizards blink?
How do they
blink? Where their eyes like flip up? I also read an article recently where...
Me, when somebody's hanging out in my downtown.
Did you know he went to the hospital earlier this year in New York because he thought he, like, jingled his jangle when he was playing soccer?
Huh?
He thought he, like, pulled a testicle while playing soccer.
Can you pull it? I mean, I know you can physically pull.
I don't know.
Like...
So he thought he did that, and then he went to the hospital in New York, and then some... woman doctor got fired because this hospital was like, we know you looked up Justin Bieber's records because you're a girl and you love Justin Bieber.
This is me blinking like a lizard. Do you think he does? So do you think he is? Yes or no?
I think he is.
Okay, well, you didn't stop. Oh, so you... Oh, bitch!
I think he's one... What?
You say it so matter of fact. I think he is.
I think he is a lizard person.
I don't think he is.
Look at him.
He's got... Here's the real definitive proof that he's not. His skin is so supple and soft.
Yeah, right.
Look at that picture. Just very
smooth. Are you kidding?
Smooth.
The picture
very
I'm looking at, skin. He looks like a lizard. He looks like...
Lizards are known for their scaly skin. And with that much transformation going back and or forth, I say no.
He
would really have deteriorated.
He is the
skin.
Head lizard Illuminati person of Canada, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Work. Okay, next conspiracy.
I think we've talked about this a little bit.
Oh, One Direction hiding Larry from the world.
Their management hid them.
Take me through it. What's the story? What's the scoop?
Well, it's saying that like management.
First of all, who's Larry?
Liam. Nope.
Jesus.
Louis and Harry Styles and Tomlinson.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So everyone's talked about them dating. Larry is real. Larry is not real. Saying that Larry, this theory says Larry was real. That One Direction's management knew it, and they kept it a secret so that women would still be fans.
Okay. But do they not realize that, like...
Women can be fans of gay people?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Or can they?
Women love us. Are you gay?
I'm just an ally.
The next conspiracy theory is Tyler Oakley is straight.
I am. I would dabble. It's like, I think I would dabble and try things. So wow. Does that make me bi?
It's
know.
All a spectrum, honey.
I'm still figuring everything out. And you don't have to figure it out quick. So to answer this question, I don't think management hid anything. I think people are allowed to just not answer questions that they don't want to. I think the question is...
I say
false. Bogus. If they were
In
gay,
fact,
if they were gay, I don't think management would
have stopped.
The one
thing One Direction needed was a gay.
Girl.
Is what I'm saying.
You mean an out gay?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
I mean, it happened for
Not only do I not know if any of them are gay, wait, I simply don't care.
Who was your least favorite NSYNC member?
Least favorite? Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he in NSYNC?
Yeah, is he here today? Is this
Bring him out.
Get out the donkey.
I mean, I just remember thinking I was never into Lance when NSYNC was big.
Lance.
And nowadays I'm like...
Oh. Well, he aged really well, I would say.
He could get it.
He aged well.
He grew up. Yeah.
I think, who cares?
Whoofs. Whoofs.
Whoofs.
Whoofs.
Whoofs. Whoofs. Whoofs. Cares? Any young child who thinks that they that it's their business about somebody's sexuality, about like a pop star or something, girl, you don't have a chance with them whether they're straight or gay. You like it. Not only does it is it not your business, but it doesn't impact whether or not you're going to get dicked down by them.
You have a chance.
You're some 12-year-old girl lead from singer of Minnesota.
Train, the lead singer of Train married a fan.
Now that's the dream. It was all a dream. What's that song?
It's called It Was All a Dream.
Okay. Next theory.
This one I've really been waiting for.
Oh, have you?
Because we have a lot of dark stars that listen to the podcast.
Oh, Avril Lavigne fans. Got it.
She calls her fans.
Got it.
Dark
got it.
Stars.
Yeah.
Are you a dark star?
I am a dark star.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. That's the reason for my lower back tattoo.
I heard Skater Boy at camp and I thought, what about?
What about?
What a bop. Ooh. At Arts and Crafts at camp, they played Skater Boy, and I thought, yes.
Yeah.
I said, yes. I thought it was definitely. Dress.
I don't like the choices of changing words into letters and things and numbers.
Well, you know who loves to do that?
Kelly Clarkson.
Pink.
And Pink, yeah.
I really feel like Pink started.
Pink with an exclamation
mark. I think Pink started it all with the, like, you and your hand.
I was, you and your hand?
Yeah.
Your?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't I tell you I texted our friend Brett and I told him to write a song called O-U-R-R-U,
which that's the most grating. That like is like itchy to my brain.
Songs.
You know when something makes your brain itch.
The song is gonna be called O-U-R-R-U, and it's just O-U-R-R-U.
I got that. Thank you.
It's people are gonna think it's pronounced Aura.
O-U-R-R-U. It's very. It's kind of like.
Yeah.
Oh, you
it was
are,
one of the really good ideas I had late at night. Mm. I thought, oh, you are you?
What did Brett say?
He goes, I actually don't hate it.
I know so he doesn't I think hate it.
When he writes it and it ends up on Troy's next album, I'm probably going to get a Grammy.
A new Troy song? Oh, you are you? Great. The world's been waiting.
You know they love adding back extra to Avril Lavigne to their words.
Back to Avril Lavigne.
Okay. This conspiracy theory says that she died in 2003 and they replaced her with another.
She didn't
another...
just die. She committed suicide.
Oh. And she was replaced by a woman named Melissa Vandella. Oh,
Melissa.
So that they could continue profiting off their name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Now, what are the proofs?
Well, people like comb through photos and they're like, look how different they look. That's not
this
Avril.
Blog post is very, very long. They've really done their homework, yeah. Or they're just filling
do you
it with
see
pictures.
The side by sides? I'm like, also, have you heard of a glow up?
She apparently her nose changed, but that happens very often.
Girl, bitch called a nose job.
That's what I'm saying.
Rhinoplasty. I can name six people in this room who've had one,
including the people on your shirt.
Yeah,
oh.
Including Katie and you.
Oh, I never had rhinoplasty, but I was convinced as a child
me,
by my brothers.
And that baby on that cup, a baby on this cup.
Jesus Christ. My brothers always told me I would never grow into my nose, and so I always thought I was going to have to bite the bullet and pay the piper.
Bird. What are we doing in that photo I just noticed?
You're giving me nipple.
I think playing. We're, we're just being great.
I think we're gods stirring up the wind.
I sure hope there's no drama on Earth.
That's us right now, us stirring. Me. Impressed.
So do you think Avril's dead or alive?
Well, either way, she's alive. Oh, wait, no. Well, there's one way that she'd be dead. Yeah, you're right. I think she's dead.
Wow.
I think she's...
Did you go to her funeral?
No. Well, every day's a funeral.
Didn't
Avril.
She ask you to collab on her last...
I think so.
She ask to be an August?
I think I politely...
A couple years ago?
I think
ago?
I politely... Maybe that's the reason
you turned down
yourself?
Melissa.
Oh, so do you think I turned down Melissa, or do you think I said no, and that was the straw that broke
okay,
the camel?
To be fair, I emailed them back, and I go, "We know it's Melissa."
No,
I said we're passing because we
we're
know,
passing, and we need you to know why. Because it's Melissa.
It's Melissa.
It's Melissa. So if Melissa's staying, what happened to Avril's body?
Does Melissa listen to the podcast?
Melissa, she Melissens.
Yeah,
she's a Melissener.
She loves it.
She loves it. So where's Avril's body if Melissa's here to stay?
Bitch, I don't know. Hopefully cremated.
Do you think?
No. Yeah, well, could everyone be. Should get cremated.
Okay, well, this is not a soapbox. Do you think that Melissa had to eat Avril to absorb the power?
I think so.
If so, do you think it was fun dip style with the ashes?
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Not absolutely. And she absolutely dipped
she
it like a fun dip. She absolutely
fun dip the house down boots.
Avril loved a fun dip, and that was in her will. You was eat me absolutely.
She was a skater boy. Oh, you are you? She, no, bitch, Melissa with a fun dip of ashes, talking to Avril's ashes, saying, oh, you're Avril? Oh, you are you?
I'm Avril.
As she's recording her
new song. I'm Avril now.
Abs, ash, balloon. Ash.
I can't believe. I really thought you would hate ash, balloonly, but
I really love ash, balloonly.
I can't believe it's your new favorite word. I can't wait for ash, balloonly, only to show up on Twitter.
It's confirmed. She's Ash-balutely.
breaks the scale.
Okay, so next theory, please.
You want to move on? You're over Ash-balutely?
I'm Ash-balutely over it. Wow. It's confirmed true, and the people are welcome.
Wow.
Next theory.
Did you hear the one about the Katie and Taylor argument being made up for both of their...
This isn't even a conspiracy. This is true. Not only is it true, but it's annoying at this point.
For them to think
that we're not in on them... puppeteering this feud just for attention.
Do you think they like go on secret vacations together?
No.
Why? They're really good at like keeping this.
Do you think they're actually friends? What's the proof?
There was a very long BuzzFeed article if you wanted to read it, but it was just saying like Taylor never like unfollowed Katie and like the whole.
I still follow many of my enemies.
In the whole like dancer.
Look at my list.
There was a lot of proof. Let me see the article. The one part about there was something about she unfollowed the dancers like before they actually quit her tour or something, which was like the whole fight thing.
Okay. In July 2017, Katie said, "God bless her on her journey."
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I say about people I hate.
Wow.
I say I wish them the best in life. I do. I always say I wish you the best.
I think they're brilliant masterminds.
Best of luck with all of your endeavors.
I think
that's what I say.
Actually, no. I mean, I think Katie's smart enough to pull this off, but Taylor seems petty enough to make a real argument about dancers.
I think here's the truth.
If this was masterminded, I still think Katie looks better, especially as we enter this new Taylor era, and she's still playing, like, being mad about dumb things.
I think it was masterminded and puppeteered. From the start.
Puppeteered.
And I think Taylor forgot that it was puppeteered. Or she started to believe. Like, you know when you're in the Big Brother house and you're like, are we actually allies or do we hate each other?
Is that gaslighting?
She's been gaslit.
Is that the proper use of the term?
No, I think gaslighting
when they trick you into thinking what you don't know is what you know. What you know is
do
what
they know?
All I know is, do they know?
So do they know? I think... Wait, maybe it's been puppeteered by... Maybe here's the truth.
Tell me.
Maybe it's been puppeteered by their teams.
Okay.
So it is fake, but to them, they don't know that it's been puppeteered.
And they don't know that they know that we know that they know.
Who's they?
Katie and Taylor.
So they don't know...
That we know...
That they don't know that they don't know...
That
the management knows... The management doesn't know that we know.
Speaking of nose, I can see your nose job.
My rhinoplasty? Absolutely.
I miss Melissa.
Do they know? Okay, so.
Do they nose?
Yeah, do they nose?
When you're asking if someone has, if somebody knows if you have a nose job.
Do they nose? So,
do they knows? I think so.
Yeah.
Did you
So, on the scale, it's a complicated chicka chicka because I don't think they knows that it actually is puppeteered.
Got it. That management did it.
I think the people behind the scenes.
I bet there are managers that like orchestrate arguments.
Are you kidding? Lisa does all the time. Lisa's like, you know what? This person said about you?
What did they say?
She's like, you know what Corey says about
you? Yeah, that's true. Well, those are all true. She's got receipts. Yeah. She keeps receipts.
She's the pot stirrer.
I think we should do one more. And since you're such a pothead, I mean,
what?
Potterhead. Isn't that what Harry Potter fans are called?
Pothead, yeah.
Pothead. I'm a good old pothead.
I love
weaving spells.
I love weeds.
Weasleys.
I'm a Ron Weedsley. That's what they call me.
This last one just says J.K. Rowling isn't real.
I've seen her in person.
Which, no, but
she
like,
stood next to me at the premiere of that one fucking new movie about the mystical animals with that one guy from that one movie where he played a woman. True, people said was transphobic.
No, Harry Potter was actually masterminded by a team of advertisers and writers.
Oh, so she is real.
Who lab created a franchise that would appeal to the entire world. No, the like people did. And then the woman you think is J.K. Rowling is just an actress hired to play the part of the author at events.
Okay, so she is real. But the persona of J.K. Rowling?
Well, they created.
Isn't real.
I don't know. Rowling?
I stood next to her at the premiere. It was the day after the election.
Yeah.
And I was not having it.
I stood next to her also at that same premiere and didn't know.
Wait, you came?
Yeah.
To New York?
Yeah.
The day after the election?
Yeah.
You were there?
Yep. Sure was.
Huh.
That was last year. We flew on the plane. Everybody cried when Hillary gave her little.
I don't remember you being there.
Well,
you sure certainly don't make a splash.
Wow.
You sure.
You and I ate at a Mexican restaurant after the movie.
I remember. And
we
had those,
sat upstairs. Yes. And we had horrible service.
We did have a bad service. We really wanted to pay.
To tattle on the server twice.
We said, we just want to leave.
I said, just let me out of here.
So what's the theory?
And I saw Mr. Mime at a gym when we were walking there. And that was the first time it registered in my Pokedex. Or no, a Farfetch'd.
That's pretty cool for you.
Yeah, that's
so J.K. Rowling?
Not Farfetch'd. J.K. Rowling is not real. It's just an actress, is what.
It is a fairy tale story. It's a bit Farfetch'd to bring
the whole thing about she was a struggling mother. She lived in
her whole chapter.
Did she live in her car or was that Jewel? Or did they both?
So J.K. Rowling is Jewel.
Is Jewel.
It's the same actress.
Jewel.
Actually.
Jewel. Whoa.
Bitch!
That picture, she looks
like
Jewel.
She looks like Jewel. These are my hands. They are my own.
Yeah.
Or are they?
Yeah.
Are
Eggs
they
and
own?
The pancakes, too.
What?
That's a lyric.
It's a deep dive into a B-side.
That's our
same
biggest
song.
You Were Meant for Me.
Oh, have my that eggs song. When I drive you to the airport today, can we listen to
too.
Jewel? I mean,
kind of like
JK.
It.
Can we listen to
Do
JK?
We have the rights? I don't know. Do they know?
Do they know? Well,
that was a whole.
Can you believe J.K. is actually Jewel? They're the same stunt
actors. That's why
actors.
The J stands for.
And wait, what's the K?
On. What's
K is carrots.
Jewel's,
how many carrots are in this jewel?
Jewel's
or is it just
name?
Gold?
What's Jewel's name? Let's look.
Oh, Jesus! What?
Jewel's
Harry?
Last name starts with a K.
You just can't make this up.
Jewel Kilcher.
Wow, J.K. Jewel Kilcher. She was smart to drop.
I'm shook. I'm quaking. And then they just added Rowling or Rowling.
If you,
so that
if I took off my glasses and you flip back and forth, you know,
Jewel or J.K. Rowling?
I wouldn't know.
I'm fucked.
I wouldn't know. Okay, well, bitch, I can't believe we uncovered the truth.
Next time on Psychobabble, we'll find out who Sarah McLachlan really is.
I don't know, but I know she loves dogs.
Yes.
These are
not my dogs.
Cool.
Wow.
Great. Can y'all believe it?
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. We should do more conspiracy theory episodes.
We've got more.
What is a conspiracy theory y'all think we should cover?
Yeah.
Tweet us.
But also,
your conspiracies.
Before you tweet
us. And we'll add
us,
them to the list for the next episode we do.
But before you tweet us, go back and listen to the first one too. Because if you tweet me to talk about Beyonce's fake baby, I'm going to be like, Henny. I'm going to be very mad.
Yeah.
We need big stuff, like Jewel being J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, and maybe it's not even a theory that exists yet. Just say, I've got questions about this celebrity.
Yeah,
uncover the truth.
We will uncover the truth.
We've been known to
really
find. It
took me one Google search to get that.
I can't believe we're breaking the news about J.K. and Jewel Kilcher.
Keep spreading the news. Is that a song?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you for listening and good luck with your lives.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. that means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.